The conditions may be a little bit sticky. Some parts a bit icy, maybe. Okay. Are you ready to go?
We're going down the main slope, are we?
Two FM walkie-talkies complete with microphone headsets give Les the confidence to ski downhill in what for him is total darkness. His eyes belong to 14-year-old Balerno High School pupil Dave Allen, each careful instruction transmitted down the slope as Les weaves his way past sighted skiers.
The only way that a blind person can have the freedom of skiing is to have a friend with him to act as his eyes, to be the guide who can give you accurate directions where you want to turn, if you want to turn left, turn right, to start, to stop, to ensure safety is the paramount factor at all times.
His trust in young Dave is total and the collision risk is all but eliminated, but there could still be hazards ahead despite the fluorescent safety bib which tells the world that Les is a blind skier. Dave says the instructors and more experienced skiers give Les plenty of elbow room on plastic and on snow.
But a lot of people are too busy actually concentrating on their skiing and they often don't realise what the bibs are in need of. We often get quite a lot of kickback from people. Les has to maybe give them a wee telling off just to tell them what the bib's saying almost.
Les, do you think in a curious way that part of the elements of fear is withdrawn from you because you cannot see ahead?
I don't think so, because many's the time that you can be skiing down the slope, you're still audibly aware of what's happening around about you. You can sense whether you've come into close proximity with an obstacle, whether another skier has passed you very, very closely. Your ears tell you an awful lot about what's going on round about.
Les is a 40-year-old piano tuner technician who has two detached retinas, robbing him completely of his sight. But his abiding visual memories are of the Scottish Hills. He was once a keen mountaineer and member of two mountain rescue teams. To try and understand what he has to face, his instructor at Hill End, Paul Guchian, on one occasion agreed to be blindfolded before propelling himself at considerable speed down the artificial slope, so he knows what it's like.
The big disadvantage is that he doesn't really know when he's in the fall line being directly down the hill. He never really knows when he's looking downhill. He can't look, so he has to feel when his skis get faster. He knows that he's facing downhill.
Under stars for the last time on this particular night, 14-year-old Dave Allen navigates with expert precision to avoid a limb-snapping tumble.
And right. Okay, and left.
Okay, that wasn't a bad run. Just put the black mat at the edge of the main slope here, so no problem, we'll turn round and once your retina slope's clear, we'll carry on.